Blog Talk Radio.
verse 14 and 15. We're going to welcome Blog Talk in also. Again, that's 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verses 14 and 15. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. So I read that it says, if my people, you heard me say, if my people, which I call by my name. A lot of us say, I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of God, I belong to God. Yes, you do. And for those that don't know, you are. And if we just do what we're supposed to do, if we just get before God and just daily repent, daily ask God, God, what is it that you will have for me to do today? Today, God may say, just be quiet. He may say, just be quiet and just praise me. Just be quiet and just give me the glory all day. Just, he may tell you to speak to someone. He may tell you to hug someone. He may even tell you to tell somebody, I apologize. When, you know, I used to say, tell somebody, I'm sorry. But my sister, Apostle Alexa, she said, stop saying, I'm sorry, because you don't want people to look at it and say, yes, you are sorry. You look sorry. You walk sorry. You dress sorry. You want to take any excuse out the way. So just say, I apologize. Or I greatly apologize. Hey, Dee, thank you for joining in. And you too, Artie, thank you too for joining in. So glad to see you, your name on board. When I had to stop and think about, God, what am I doing? I know you, I hear you. I hear you talking. I hear what you're saying to me, whether you're talking to my ear or certain people are ministering, and I hear the same thing, and I'm like, I know I heard that in my spirit. I know I heard God say that. I know that I know that I know I heard God say it. Minister Margo, thank you for joining in. I had to get to the point to just say, God, I'm tired of where I'm at. I'm tired of doing what I'm doing. God, I just want you to lead and guide me. And the more I surrendered, and the more I was learning how to hear God's voice and to recognize, you know how the words say, we want signs and we want to see miracles. And when I started realizing that God was talking to me and every day I was seeing different things, I had to realize I was a sign. I was a miracle. Because out of all the things that have happened to me in my life, I'm still alive. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I'm still breathing. I'm still able to do for myself. I had to realize if I didn't see no other miracle, that was miracle one. And then I had to start saying, God, I need to get into your word more. God, give me a, as the old folks used to say, an unction. Give me a want. Give me a yearning for your word. And I started reading his word more. And I read in his word what he said, I'd rather obey God than man. And I had to start saying, God, I can't worry about what people think of me, because you know one thing I realized, if I dot every I, if I cross every T, people gonna still find something wrong with me. They still gonna find out, look at her hair. Got dirt all over it. She just been sweating. Her clothes wrinkled. Oh, she didn't gain weight. They're going to always try to find something out. So I said, you know what? It don't matter. I'd rather obey God than man. I got to do what God told me to do. And I got to do what God told me to do right now. Because I had to find out something. That I love the Lord. You know, I'm looking at my notes while I'm talking to you all. And I had to really just say, okay, God, what is it that you really need me to do? What is it that you really putting on my heart to do? I just need to know, God. I think I don't want to get full of myself. I don't want to get so caught up that I don't hear you. I don't want to get so caught up that I can't walk in your way. I don't want to get so caught up that I'm saying what I want to say instead of what you put on my heart. Like, okay, I have one scripture I want you all to turn to. It's Hebrews 12th chapter. It's the 6th verse. Okay? Turn that with me. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Turn that with me. 12 and verse number 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteth. He scorneth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom that father chasteth not? So I read that to say, when I was going through what I was going through, I had to really get in. Hey, Nadine, thanks for joining in, where I had to start saying, things don't seem to be going right for me. Things don't seem to be adding up for me. It just seems like if I go this way, I shouldn't have been over here. If I go that way, I shouldn't be over there. So I had to get to a place where I just said, okay, God, it looks like everything you're doing. See, a lot of times we think chasing means to whoop you all the time. No, sometimes God are chasing you by, you know how they say they chase them out. Sometimes you can go in places and find out, or you could be a part of something and find out, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to lead this, because the direction, the placing, the people, you all may not be lining up in the same direction. So the spirit, the attitudes were that you think is that they think it's them and you think it's them, but really it's God chasing it. He's putting you in a position that you can no longer operate over here, because he's called you to do, you know, because if, okay, for example, if you've been doing something for 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 years, more, and it don't seem to get better. It just seems to get worse. You're still doing the same thing over and over. You're still seeing the same results over and over. People not willing to change. People not willing to make new. How could I say it? People not willing to make a new way or try something a different way, but they keep doing stuff the same old, same old. First thing you say is, I'm getting bored with this. It's not so much you're getting bored with it. Your appetite is changing. Your directions is changing. Your vision is changing, because once you get tired of doing something so long, you're going to stop doing it. It's like I used to, it was a time I was macaroni and cheese and sweet potatoes every single day. Oh my God. I didn't say mashed potatoes. I said sweet potatoes and macaroni and cheese, and take the juice off the off the sweet potatoes and drip it all over the macaroni and cheese, and some cornbread and red Kool-Aid. I used to do that every day. But at a time, I got tired of it every day. Believe it or not, one day I decided I wanted some sardines. Mustard sardines. I know you said, what they got to do with it. I'm just showing you how sometimes the simplest little things you can do, you can get tired of. So if you're doing something and it's the same thing for a long time, you kind of get tired of doing it, because you know that there's a calling on your life. There's a pushing in your spirit to say, I'm trying to push you over here, but you stand over there. So you have to understand that your gift is no longer over here. Your gift is someplace else now. So one day I had to really just get into my word, and I was reading in Proverbs in the 18th chapter. And the 16th verse, it said, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. So if my gift is making room for me, but I'm steady trying to walk over here, my gift is not working over here because nobody's receiving that. If you didn't give all that you could give over here, you got to know when your season is up. That's why I say, why do I do what God says? Because, see, God will put you over here to be a blessing. Sometimes we try to stay where he's trying to tell us that was temporary. It's time for you to go. You're trying to stay. So when you keep trying to stay in something, that's when God's going to push you back over into, let's go back to Hebrews 12, the 6th chapter. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Okay, so if you didn't just want to hear it in Hebrews 12, let's see what Revelation. I love that book, y'all. I love that book, Revelation. Let's go to Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse, and let's see what it says. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So if you didn't get it in one, you can get it in the other. A lot of times you have to just surrender and say, God, this hurts. When you telling me to leave, I really don't want to leave, but God, it just seemed like, you know how they used to say, don't wear your welcome out. I remember when I was younger, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes made a record that said you look better going than you do coming. You really don't want nobody to tell you you look better going than you do coming, but sometimes you have to tell yourself that I'm going to look better going away from this than I did when I was coming to this. You got to get in a mindset that it's time to move along and do what God has told me to do. You can only play chess so long before you run out of moves. You can only do that. But when you operating with God, you don't run out of moves. Because sometimes God tell you to have a shut-up ministry. Sometimes God will tell you to speak up. Sometimes God will tell you to do this. And you'll be like, ooh, I'm going to look so silly doing that. But his words say, our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So if God tell you to do something that will make you look silly, just do what God told you to do. You know, he told him, go get the fish, the money out the fish's mouth. You never know what God is going to tell you to do, but if you're not listening. But if you're listening, you'll be amazed at what God is telling you to do. When the world was dying of sin way back in the time, first Adam didn't do right, God sent another one. Yeah, I know what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And we know that Jesus didn't come just to come. He came for a reason. And even when he came for the reason he came, didn't he go in the garden and pray and said, God, if it be your will, take this cup away. But not my will, Lord, but thy will. You got to understand, sometimes you're not going to want to do what God told you to do, but do it anyway. One thing you're going to learn is you're going to come out of it blessed. You're going to look where you was, and you're going to say, God, why did it take me so long to get out of there? Lord, why did it take me so long to even want to leave there? You got to remember that, okay, for example, when you give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And you just thank God for all he's doing. While I'm talking to you all, I'm looking for something. You just thank God for all that he's doing and he has done in your life. You could always go back and say, Lord, when I was doing that, I really thought I was doing something. When I was doing that, I really thought I had a whole lot going on. And I just really thought, I thought I was doing something. But you got to get to a place in your life where you say, God, let me decrease that you may increase. You got to get to a place where you say, Lord, what you say, Margo? Fear not, for I am with you. That's right. God says, fear not, for I am with you. You got to get in a place. Hey, Prophet Antoine, thanks for joining in. You got to get in a place where you say, God, I really think I was doing something over here. If I really just look at the people's face, they was treating me like that Harold Melvin and Blue Note song. I look better going than I did come. Because if I didn't have enough sense to say, God, I can't do this no more. Have your will, have your way in my life. And I can't walk away from it. God will make it where people don't want to see you coming. Be glad to see where you're going. You know how in the world they say they threw a party after you left. Sometimes that'll happen. They'll throw a party after you leave. But I had to also learn that I was taught and I read it for myself. But, you know, we put our own stand on it and say, my latter days will be greater than my first. But in Job, the 8th chapter and the 7th verse, it say, though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Lord, I'm sitting back waiting on my increase, indeed. I'm waiting on my increase from God. That's why I do what God says to do. It's a lot of things that I'm doing now. Excuse me. Last 2 years ago, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have been able to do it because I would have been still. We say we deliver from people, but sometimes we be really trying to convince ourselves that we're delivered from people. But a lot of times we still don't want nobody talking about us. But I decided, at a point, I ain't care what you said about me, because it got to the point where if they, ooh, look at the silver in her hat, look at the gray in her hat, ooh, she getting old. No, I'm not getting old. I'm old, but I'm glad, because if I had depended on the doctor and believed the doctor, I wouldn't have believed that I would have got to where I am. In my 30s, well, we can go down to teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Now I'm up at the next number. I done left one hand. I'm on the second hand now. When you sit back and you think of all the things God has told you to do, and could you imagine at this age how many times God has gave me another chance? Oh, baby. You got to look and smile and say, God, you love me that much. You love me that much. You gave me another chance. I have, excuse me, some friends and family members that didn't live to get this age. And it's sad to say, but on their note, they like hollering down. No, it ain't sad. I'm up here. You down there. They praise God, and I'm still down here trying to get it right. Because when I go before the Lord, I want to hear good and faithful service. I don't want to hear, I don't know you not. I don't want my name is not written in the Lamb Book of Life. I don't want that. I want all that God has promised me. I want all that God has promised my mother. I want all that God has promised my grandmother. I want all that God has promised me. Let me see where it's at. I even had thought about this scripture, and I was looking at what God would do. Okay, I wrote it down. Where is it? In the 37th chapter of Psalms, Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. So I decided I need to delight myself in God. I don't need to delight myself in no man. I don't need to delight myself in any of this other stuff that's out here. What I mean by other stuff, my bike riding, my club, my clothes, my shoes, my car. I don't need for that to be delighting me. I have delight in it. I need to delight myself in God to say, God, this is a new day. What will you have me to do today? Sometimes, you know, I notice when I go to work and I have people walking in front of me, and I work at a hospital and the patients are standing to the side. And what's that? Hey, Annie, thanks for joining in. And I see people walk in, and they walk past all those people through that I know. They call themselves Christians. I'm like, you wake up in the morning at 6-something in the morning, and you don't even have a hello in your spirit. And I walk past the people, and I say, good morning, hello. And sometimes they go, oh, hi, good morning. They're shocked because of the mentality of people. They so used to people not speaking. Sometimes God would tell me to just wave at somebody and say, hey, how you doing, all the way down the hallway. Sometimes God will have me call somebody and say, I've been thinking of you. You've been on my heart and mind, and I just want to know. And you don't even know that when you do call and talk to that person or text them or whatever, I've been going through or I've been in this situation, and you'd be like, I knew you were on my mind. All the time you contact people, they're not always with their hand out looking for and wanting some money from you, brother. But if they do, if you don't have it all, get closer to it. You know how they say in church, get close to it as you can. Try to help them out because that could have been you. And if you think back, it was you at one time. So I'm saying that to say this. A lot of times you need to get up in the morning and say, God, prepare me for this day. Prepare me for the places that I will walk through, the people that I'm going to walk towards or walk up on or walk back. God, what is it that you would have me to say? You've heard people say it all. You're like, smile will make somebody else smile at you. You may have changed somebody's day. You may have given somebody something, you know, give somebody something to live for. You never know because they'd be like, don't nobody see me. People wouldn't even miss me. You don't know how many people are depressed out here. You don't know how many people are going through. But you're so busy trying to do your program. You haven't stopped to say, God, what would you have for me to do today? You know, we all have a testimony. That I do know. We all have a testimony. We all can tell you how many times this has happened to me, how many times that has happened to me. We all have had a testimony. But have we ever walked past people and just said, God, if you've been praying for a discerning spirit to them, and they look at you like, you just changed my day. For example, a young lady I worked with, I noticed she hadn't been at work for a while. And I said to her, I said, good morning. I said her name. I said, how have you been? I said, I haven't been seeing you. I said, it's so good to see you. I said, I've missed you. And she looked and said, thank you, Sylvia. You don't know what that means to me. And really, from the expression on her face, and she's of another nationality. From the expression of her face, it was like, I didn't think nobody noticed. And I said, girl, don't take off like that. I said, you miss when you're not at work. And ever since then, every morning she's saying, hey, Miss Sylvie, how are you doing? And the deal is that I let her know and I let her feel that she has a purpose, that she has been missed. And that was only because that day God told me, speak to somebody you don't normally speak to. Show attention and love to someone you don't normally show love and attention to. Don't talk to just the people you talk to every day. Go out of your way to say something to somebody else. And I'm saying that to say, when you go out of your way to say something to somebody else, you don't know what you have just done to them, done for them, uplifted them. You don't know what you have just done because you have stepped out of yourself, your need, your want. That's why I say when God tells you to do something, just do it. That's why my program, I started off with, why do I do what God says? Just do it. Because by me obeying him, I'm going to get the blessing out of it. In Psalms 40, second verse, I'm going to start from the first verse. It says, I patiently wait. No, I don't take that back. I don't want to add nothing to it or take nothing from it. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. See, when you let God place your feet upon a rock and establish your going, I just said I get up in the morning and say, God, what would you have for me to do today? How are you going to use me to be a blessing to somebody else? When you get over what God has done for you, you begin to ask God, what can you do to brighten up somebody else's day? Because if you think back when you was going through, as the late Apostle Sandra Thomas used to say, because you're going through, don't look like it. And some days you may have looked like you was going through, but other days you didn't. You know, you was how they would say it, you was faking it till you make it, or you was playing with it but trying to play like another, want people to know. But you got to remember, you was going through at a time. Somebody let you know, I see you. I'm praying for you. Everything's going to be all right, baby. Don't worry about it. God has not forgotten about you. When you see people put stuff on Facebook and you see people or hear them say, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about me. You don't need to ask questions. Just touch and agree with them. God, whatever you're doing in this season, they say don't forget about them. God, don't forget about them. God, touch them, bless them. Or if you know somebody going through, don't call or text one on them. Man, what's up? What's all this? Don't do that. Because if they wanted you to know, they'd have told you. But if they don't, let them know I'm praying for you and with you. Or you just call and pray for them and say, I don't need to know and I don't want to know. All I know is I was told by God in my spirit to pray for you. That's all you have to do. Because sometimes everything ain't, I'm going to say the word ain't to be released every time. Some things aren't to be released at all, and some things are not to be released. If you may not be the person they release it to because you may have a mouth like running water. You know, that nothing stays in, is always running. You may be that person they come to later and say, I can confide in you, I can talk to you, because they've never heard anything back. You don't have to say, girl, don't tell nobody. You know, you know that you never heard it back. Either they're going to not say nothing and just, I have a sister do that. You say something to her, she just go, Oh, okay. If you want her input, you have to say, so what do you think about that? 9 out of 10, she's going to say, I ain't messing with you. I ain't messing with y'all. Y'all work that out. Because one thing she does is use wisdom, and you have to learn how to use wisdom because you can't always be a know-it-all, have-it-all. You can't always have the answer. Sometimes the answer is, oh, okay. Sometimes that's the answer, because you don't want to be God, act like you God in somebody's life. Tell them to go and get their remedy. The remedy is in here. No matter which way you look at it, from Genesis back or from Revelation forward, no matter how you look at it, the answer is in there. You know, you have people that have come to you and say, I don't understand the Bible. Well, did you ask you to ask God for wisdom? Did you ask God to give you an understanding? Did you pray before you read it, or did you just pick it up like Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water? Is that what you did? You looking at it as a nursery rhyme? No. This is a book of life. It tells you how to have eternal life. It tells you how to live your life right now. But you still have to go to God and ask him for instruction on the word. Sometimes God will have you read the same thing over and over and over and over so you can get it. You know, his word, I'm going to turn to it, Psalms 27, where it talks about meditating on his word day and night. You may need to read that over and over. My dad used to tell me to read the word to him. And even though I said it was Psalms 27, I believe it's Psalms 1. I was thinking about Psalms. My dad wanted me to read the word to him, and I asked him to show me what it was he wanted to know. He wanted me to read to him, and he wanted me to read this to him. When I told you the Psalms 27, if he said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinners." I'm sorry, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I read that to you. Hey, Kiyata, thanks for joining in. Because that was what he wanted me to read to him all the time. He loved that verse. He loved that chapter. He loved Psalm 1. It doesn't matter what God tells you to do. Just do it. If God tells you to just concentrate on John 3:16, God tell you to concentrate on Matthew, the 6th chapter, Lord's Prayer. Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people are called by my name. Whatever God tell you to do, do it. If you have been in a relationship where you've been very mean and ornery and angry and just treat people any kind of way, whether it's a spouse, a child, a sister, a brother, or a mother or father, you may need to go to them and say, "I apologize." You may need to go to them and say, "Ma, Dad, I'm sorry that I didn't have enough common sense to come back." And if you have to go back and apologize to your parents, at that point in time, you was in a sorry place that made you have to come back and do that. Whether it was your mom, dad, your husband, wife, children, or even a good friend, or someone you was dating, you may have to go back and say, "I apologize." If they don't accept your apology. You know, my pastor put something on Facebook the other day about it's time when you need to go apologize. It's true, because sometimes you can't move forward because of some stuff, some mess you know you did and you never corrected it. You got to go back and clean that slate to let people know I'm doing what God told me to do because I want to move forward. I want everything God says I can have. I want to be everything God said I'm going to be. My testimony has been for the last month that I'm going to get what God told me to get. I've been saying this to my sisters. I am who God said I am. I am. I haven't used that direct words, but I was saying my gift is going to make room for me. I am calling on my gift. Whatever it is that God has put in the air for me, I'm pulling it down. I'm pulling it down. My gift is going to make room for me. Promotion, upgrade, reclassification, anything and everything that God told me I can have, my gift is going to make room for me. We have not because we ask not. Or we too scared to ask because we feel I don't deserve it. God said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But he said that what he has for you is you. And all you have to do is just believe God for it. And then you need to understand. If it's just God is going to bless your house with some food, God is going to bless your house with a bill being paid that you knew you couldn't pay, God is going to bless you. We all know, we all say house coming, car coming. We all know that. But what about us that's already in the house, or already in the car? God may bless you with somebody buying you a tank of gas or a gallon of gas. God may bless you with somebody ringing your doorbell saying, oh, your mail was over here, but I'm bringing it to you. Or they dropped a package off from you from Amazon, but I didn't want nobody to take it, so I brought your package in my house, and here it goes. What you say, Chris? Prayers go up, blessings come out. That's right, amen. You know, you don't know what God is going to bless you with because, see, a lot of times we put things and thoughts in our mind, in our head, and in our heart, God's going to do it like this. No, my way is not your way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're as far from the east as from the west. You got to know that it's all in God's timing. I hear people say, well, God didn't do this what I wanted him to. No, see, that's the problem. You put God on the time there. You punch a clock, not God. You decide to start work on the first or second shift, third shift, not God. God said he's going to do what he's going to do in his time. Put God on the time. I read to you, let me go back. What was that at? Was that 37? Let's see together. Let's go look in together. No, that was 40. Let's go back. 40, the first verse. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. See, even in the word, it tells us to wait patiently on the Lord. So while you're waiting on the Lord, get about his business. Do what I told you. Why? I do what God said to do. Because I put some stuff. I just say something. I put some stuff on the table before God. God gave me some things I'm still waiting on. Some things I just made a request. But I learned one thing is, when I pray, I ask God at the end of each one of my prayer requests to add the word indeed. God bless me indeed. God enlarge my territory indeed. God heal me, heal my family, heal my friends indeed. Because do know that when God do something for you, it's done. When he opened that door for you, it's open. No, it ain't no blocker there. It ain't nobody can close that door. It ain't nobody can block that door. Because when God opens that door for you, my friend on here, Christine, I call her Blue Star. She just put on here, prayers go up, blessings come down. When you give to God what's God and allow God to operate in your life and you're not ashamed of him, because if you be ashamed of him before men, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. And I don't want the Lord being ashamed of me. And one thing I do know is when you allow God to be God, not only will he open up a window in heaven and pour you out a blessing, not only will he open a door that no man can close, he will close off the relationships, the door that no man can open. So for you all that still battling with soul ties and battling with isms and disms and that's and acts and ain'ts and can'ts and won'ts and won't not, for those of you all that still dealing with that, just say, God, I will. I will do what you say. I will give it all to you, Lord. And then just patiently wait on him. For those of you all like myself that's waiting for deliverance, stop trying to give God a time limit of when you should be. Because you didn't get like that or get out of habit or whatever you're doing. You didn't develop that in a time limit. It happened over time. So what I mean by that is you get about doing what God told you to do, and everything else will fall in place. Everything else will get in place. Because when you get in place about God's business, God will be in place about yours, which he's already in place. He's just waiting on you to step up and to step out and do what he told you to do. The word tells you about lodging out into the deep. Trust God. Trust God with everything. Trust God with all of it. Don't play with it. Lay on it. Just launch out into the deep. Don't just ask God for something when you need it. Stop going by asking God, how you doing, Lord? Just want to stop by and say, God, I bless you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. God, I give you the praise. I just want to stop by, Lord, and say, I love you. How you doing today, God? You know, y'all want to act like Wendy Williams. How you doing? Ask God how he doing. Lord, how you doing? God, you have done so much for me. I don't even know if I said thank you. But God, if I just said thank you all day for the rest of my life, I would never, never, never been able to say thank you enough. Because I told you all a couple of Fridays ago, I'm still thanking God for some stuff when I was a teenager. Oh, Lord, y'all better hear me. I'm still thanking God for some stuff from back then. Some of us have dealt with stuff, have been involved in stuff, have had stuff happen to us. We still blaming somebody else. But stop and think. You went through a lot of the stuff you went through because that helped made you into who you are today. If you're still dwelling in hurt, throw your hands up and ask God to help you and forgive you. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. Hurt will destroy you if you let it. But if you just give it up to God and say, God, I'm done. I can't deal with this no more. God will take you out, bring you out. God will move you around. Hey, Tish, thank you for joining in. Just allow God to deal with you, with your stuff. Whatever you're going through, don't let nobody tell you it's time to stop mourning. You deal with that with God. Because, see, a lot of times we be mourning over stuff like, I lost my dog. I lost my car key. I lost my favorite scar. You know, so whatever it is that have you in a place, take it to God. And then do what God tell you to do. Okay? All right. Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed what God put on my heart tonight. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love the Lord, and I want to be proud of me. And that may sound a little silly, but I want God to be proud of me. I don't want God to be embarrassed for me. Hey, Monet, thanks for joining in. I want to be able to say I'm saved. And it's even if people try to say to me, well, you did this and you still do that, I'm just going to say, you pray for me. I said I was saved. I didn't say I was perfect. I'm asking God to do what only he thinks I do know. What God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. He tells me to do it this Friday, I'm doing it. He tells me to do it next Friday, I'm going to do it. He tells me to do Monday night blog talk, I do it. He tells me to wake up Sunday mornings when I'm off to hear my sister do Sunday morning blog talk. I'm doing it because one thing I do know, we can support everything else, but why aren't we supporting the body of Christ? Why are we not supporting God? Why are we not getting on our knees saying, Lord, I love you with my whole heart? And if you don't know how, why are you not asking God to teach you how to love him with your whole heart? Because one thing I do know, that our Lord is a teacher. And he will teach you what you need to know if you're willing to learn. Because I've always said, if God is not tired of delivering me, I'm not tired of being delivered. We could be delivered every day for whatever reason. We eat too much. We shop too much. We don't do nothing at all. Like Blue Star says, no commit. When are we going to commit ourselves to God? I know I commit myself to God every day because every day is new. His mercies is new every morning. And every morning I have to deal with certain things. You could ask my sister, Apostle Elect Dr. Celia Kaiser. If I'm on the phone taking care of business and somebody start talking crazy to me and act like they don't understand what I'm saying, ooh, Lord, I have to pray for myself. And I have to get somebody here, take this, handle this for me, because I get into another place. I'm asking God to teach me patience. And not to snap. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Not to snap out because, Lord, now I ain't say curse out. I said snap out. But I tell you, you're getting on my nerves. You act like you're stupid. But because sometimes people be there because the devil know we at. So, therefore, we have to learn how to pray God bring us out of that old place. Y'all, when you start being real and telling yourself, be honest. Act like I'm talking to you and act like you don't know what I'm talking about and you don't understand me. Lord, you might have to get the oil and lay hands on me right then and now. Don't sprinkle it on me. You might have to pour it on me. Because Lord knows I will. We're going to end it right there. Y'all pray for me. God, we thank you for this tonight, God. We thank you for every viewer. We thank you for every listener on Blog Talk, God. We thank you for having your way in our life, God. We thank you for giving us an umption, an inkling, a desire to be saved, God. We thank you for even giving us a mind to want to be saved. God, we ask you to put it down in our spirit that we get a desire to get into your word, to read your word even the more, God. We want you to put in our spirit that we're not ashamed of you, oh Lord. We don't want to be ashamed, God. Put in our spirit and teach us how to wait patiently on you, God. Teach us how to keep our household under Holy Ghost arrest. Teach us how to put our family under Holy Ghost arrest. Teach us how to walk through our house and pray and cast out and cast down and just pour your love and inject your love all throughout our house, God. We just want you, oh God, to give us a praise down in our spirit. Give us a praise in our heart. Give us a praise to come out of our mouth, God, because we know that your name is a strong name. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We just want you to saturate our house. Saturate our household. Saturate everything and everybody that live in the household, God. From the front to the back, up and down. God, if we live in an apartment building, God, we ask you to just place our apartment building under the Holy Ghost arrest. Let the Spirit of God just abide in that place. Let your Spirit, God, just dwell in that place. Let your Spirit, God, inhabit that place where people don't even know what's happening to them, God, but they just know. They want to know more about God. They want more of Jesus. God, we thank you for our jobs. We ask you to just cover our bosses, our co-workers. God, we ask you to cover our vehicles. God, we just ask you to cover everything that has to deal with you bringing us to one point or another where we get to know you even the more, God. God bless America. Bless all of our families, cousins and friends, husbands and wives, fiancés. God, we just ask you to cut off soul ties. God, we ask you to just infect Chicago with your love and kindness, God. God, we know that the enemy is going back and forth, to and fro, seeing who he may devour. But God, we ask you to just give people the heart to just call on you, to ask you in the time of such as this, Lord, that you will come into our hearts. God, we ask you for ears to hear, a heart to receive, and eyes to see vision you have for your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, I hope you hear this prayer that I'm putting out on this line, and I hope you hear everyone that's praying with me, for me and for one another, God. God, I ask you to just give us all comfort, not just on tonight, God, but every night. God, don't just let us go to sleep or give us rest. For those of us that have to work this weekend, God, we ask you for mercy, peace, and grace all day long. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. You all, please come back next Friday. I will be back on Facebook Live and Blog Talk next Friday. I will also be here on Blog Talk Monday night. This Monday is our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. He will be bringing the word forth. This is the fourth Monday of the month. And I want you all to know that on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m., we will have our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be doing Let's Talk on Smile 3, Iron Sharpening and Iron Ministries. I'm sorry I didn't give you the time for Monday night, but Monday night is 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, it's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want you all to know that if I missaid anything or I tried to correct it, if I left a word out, forgive me. You know, but one thing I don't want to do to the word of God is add none and take away none. I just want you all to know that I love the Lord. I love him with all my heart. And sometimes I get excited when I'm reading his word. And sometimes I read a little too fast and my eyes move too fast because I want to get my point across in the little time that I have. But I want you all to know, keep me in your prayers. And just know one thing, that God is doing what he said he was going to do. Because I'm surrendered. Not surrendering, I'm surrendered to his will. That's why I do. Amen, you all. Good night and have a good time. Please share this. All right. Bye-bye. Love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Margo. Thank you for saying the Lord for hearing our prayer. Amen. Good night. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with some power and love. My God is an awesome God.